From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Iraq and Iran have not always been good neighbors. They fought an 8-year war in the 1980s. Iraq is investigating U.S. allegations that Iran is backing Shiite militias in Iraq. The Iranians have their own concerns. They fear that Iraq might agree to allow long-term U.S. bases on its soil. All this provided the backdrop for today's visit to Iran by Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.
Iraq and the United States are currently negotiating the terms of a security deal that will determine the status of U.S. troops here, potentially for years to come. Iran opposes the so-called Status of Forces Agreement. The Iranians fear that Iraq could be used as a launching pad for a U.S. attack against their country. In part, Prime Minister Maliki's visit to Iran is aimed at assuaging those fears. Iran has consistently spoken out against any agreement that would allow for large numbers of U.S. troops to remain in neighboring Iraq. Most recently, a powerful Iranian politician said that such a deal would enslave Iraqis. Maliki is discussing other issues during his visit to Iran. The prime minister reportedly will raise U.S. allegations that Iran is arming, funding, and training Shiite militiamen here in Iraq. Iran, which, like Iraq, has a Shiite government, has repeatedly denied those charges. The U.S. military has often provided conflicting evidence to support its claims. Meanwhile, the deaths of two American soldiers were announced today. One died when a suicide car bomber targeted a U.S. base in northern Iraq. 18 other soldiers were wounded. Two Iraqi contractors were also hurt. The other soldier died last night when his vehicle hit a roadside bomb in eastern Baghdad. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.